Honey, is that you in the kitchen? Oh my, sugar pie, welcome. What are you doing over here so early? Do you have another school project you need to be working on with my daughter? Man, it seems like every week they're giving you something to do. Did you have breakfast? What time is it even? Yeah, it's 9 a.m. You are really early. Gosh, you must be starving. Did you have anything? Are you sure? It would be no problem to whip up something for you. Not even some toast or orange juice. It's really no issue. Has your mama ever called you hard-headed? Because I'm not shocked. But as you wish, darling, more food for me. So tell me about this project you guys have to do. Whether is it for science or history or something of the sort. Science? Ugh, of course it would be. I wish I could help you guys, but I am out of my depth when it comes to science. Anything I was taught must be out of date by now. Yeah, I'm not that old, but I think I'm old enough. Shame. Whatever's in your textbooks and whatever's online must be leagues better than what information I have. Speaking of information, how did you even get in here? Because I haven't seen my daughter yet today. Did she let you in and then go off somewhere? Of course she did. She always has a habit of doing that. I apologize for her. I really do. She's. She takes after her father. Yeah. Yeah. God rest his soul, but he was a strange one. He was very strange. But I guess while you're waiting for her to return, just make yourself at home and wait. Oh, also, I am glad that you're here because I've wanted to tell you something for a while that I've noticed with you. Why, yes, sugar. You're trying to keep a secret that, you're failing majorly at doing. I didn't want to be the one to tell you, but you suck at keeping secrets. Yeah, you have a secret. It's all plastered on your face, clear as day. Now, I was young like you once upon a time, you know, so I'm not completely daft. You seem to be having a crush on somebody. Of course, it's obvious. And just in case my radar was a little bit off, you just confirmed it. Now, who do you have a crush on? 'Cause I'm going to assume it's my daughter. Embarrassed to say. I know, I know. I was once in your position. Yep. I'd go over to my friend's house and, man, I was infatuated with her dad. It was a little weird. Now, of course, I was in college and, you know, it wouldn't have been too out of place, but I mean, I'm not trying to go out with my friend's dad, you know. Now, I know you don't want to hear nothing about that. That must be gross to you. But I'm going to assume that you are into my daughter. And while you are a lovely, lovely individual, I just want to know what your intentions are. If you do dare to pursue such things. And I know this must be awkward, but hey, I'm a mother after all. A single mother. So, this is my job. Now, you've been a part of the family for years. I respect you. I love you. but I still have to be certain. And yes, before I even hear it, I know you two are adults. I know you wouldn't be rude enough to say that to me. I do get that you guys are adults, you can make up your own minds, but I'm also nosy. So, tell me. How long have you been feeling this way? Couple of months now? And have you ever told her this? No. Why not? Afraid of ruining things? I understand where you come from with this. I really do. It's always a difficult decision because the heart wants what the heart wants, but at the same time, logic must prevail. What if I talk to her for you? What? You don't want me to? But... what, you don't like my daughter? No, I don't take offense to that. I'm just shocked. I could have sworn. But you just said... Wait. Do you have a crush on somebody? Is it someone in my family? It's me. Wow, okay. Well, my radar was just a slight tinge off. I had no clue, darling. Now, man, that is one big old compliment. Having a young adult such as yourself crushing on someone like me. You know how old I am. Now people would think I'm a cougar. That would be no good. Look here, darling. Look here. I don't think you know what you're getting yourself into if you were to date an older woman such as myself. It may sound very appealing, but I don't know if you'd be up for that type of a life. Getting stared at, being called names, and God forbid what your parents would say. I don't know. Now, you are a cutie pie. You are absolutely a cutie pie, but... what a tough decision. What a tough decision. Because, really, from what I've noticed, any woman would be just delighted to be with somebody like you. But I think I'm off limits for you. Don't you think? That's what makes you want me even more. You got this old woman blushing. Now, how did you do something like that? I could have sworn I had zero emotion in me. Oh, any loving type of emotion. Anything like this. I haven't blushed in years. Now, what to do? What to do? This would be mighty awkward. How about this? There's nothing wrong with having a crush. None at all. Your crush will inevitably fade out. That's what I believe. You may move on to the next best thing, or... let me guess, some other MILF you want to be with, right? Hey, don't look so shocked. I know some lingo. But look. After a couple of months, maybe even a year has passed by, and you have still some form of interest in me, then we'll talk. Preferably once you're out of college, yeah? So let's say that instead. Once you're done with college, or if you pursue university, once you're out of university, then come back to me. And by that time, I'm sure I'll be out of your head. If not, it wouldn't be the first time that I was wrong. I'm really chill about this. You want me to be going insane? That's what I thought. It's better to be chill and understanding than to go crazy. There's no reason to go crazy. Anything can be resolved with just a little bit of talking. Well, that's not entirely true, but in this case, it is. So, get back to focusing on what's important, okay? Educating yourself, learning, growing, and we'll see what happens. Life is certainly interesting, don't you think? Also, breakfast is still up for grabs. Would you like some? Ah, now you change your mind. Good, good. Now, I'm gonna be making some pancakes, so are you up for that? Fantastic. I'll go get the mix.